We're going to talk a bit about hair extensions and how that works. Jen, Jenica, what got you into hair extensions in the first place?
With my love and passion for hair extensions. So I've been wearing hair extensions since I turned 16. I'm now 25 years old.
Now?
I am actually,
oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty long and thick at the moment. I'm wearing a side braid ponytail. So,
yeah, we'll have to put a picture of that up on the website.
Yeah, it looks really flawless. It's very soft in texture. Before I started the business, I could never find hair extensions that were of superior quality and that lasted more than 2 weeks and that were affordable. So I basically started this business for an everyday woman, much like myself.
Yes.
That loves hair extensions without the major price tag.
So what happened before? What were the what were the trials and tribulations of a hair extended woman?
Well,
did they just fall off, or what happened?
No, so the clips
are
made
for comfort.
You go
in the shower, and there's half your hairs, and
No, we actually don't recommend you wear them in the shower because they are clips.
Right.
That could be other things, like you could wear tape or micro beads. There's a whole long list of hair extensions and what.
I'm sorry,
what
I just know
use.
Nothing about them. Sorry, but
that's okay.
So they clip on, do they?
Yeah, they clip in your hair. They're tightly secure in your hair, and they have absolutely no damage to your normal hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's basically just you clip it in, easy application, and it's great for any occasion, really. I mean, you can wear it down to the beach. You can go out for a night out with your girls. And for the older people as well, you know, if your hair's thinning and you just want some volume, we could put some hair extensions in your hair.
But so do people... do people put them in themselves, or do you go to the hairdresser to put them in?
Well, if you've never put them in before, it's recommended that you actually go to the hair salon so they can fit it into your hair and show you what clips go where. And some people put them in differently as well. I mean, you could, you know, have the three clips first and the four clips. So it just depends how you feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
I was putting hair extensions in for a very long time, but I was actually putting him in wrong. So I went to the hairdresser.
No.
This was a while ago, a long time back when I was 18 years old. And you could really see the clips in my hair. So the hairdresser advised me to make sure you put the smaller rows down the bottom because your, you know, head shape obviously goes a bit more wide up when you go up top.
And you might have a fat head or something.
Yeah, well, you know, might have a bit of a bubble head.
Head. Yeah, look, you know, people have all their problems. Now, is this the sort of thing that, movie stars wear, and, you know, like J-Lo?
Definitely.
The sort of thing they do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So they can be ready for any part that comes along if they need long, luscious locks.
Yes, and we have our ambassadors, Zilda Williams and Steph Dixon from The Bachelor, and we're just working with Olena from the 2016 season. She was one of the four runner-ups.
And so your product, what did you find? You found that there was problems with the way that hair extensions were performing.
The quality of hair extensions these days, because there is such a high demand in the market, I don't feel as though the quality is as good as they used to be. So I'm just trying to find, I was trying to find hair extensions that were of superior quality without the major price tag. And our hair extensions, you can rewear them up to 6 to 12 months.
Oh, what, without taking them out?
No, you take them out, so you clip them out. So what I do is I wake up in the morning, have a shower, put the hair in, and then carry on with my day, and then at night, just take the hair out.
Take the hair out.
Yeah.
Become someone else.
Become the boring, dull, you know, person that I am.
I'm sure that's not true. So with these type of materials that you use, they're not human hair, are they?
It's 100% Remy human hair.
It is human hair.
Absolutely no synthetics.
But whose hair is it?
I don't like synthetics.
Is it like an organ transplant? Should you?
No. Okay, so I won't give too much away, but our hair is sourced from the southern temples of India, where hundreds and thousands of donors a year willingly donate and sacrifice their long locks at this temple.
Oh, right.
It's the largest in India, and it truly is a fascinating and beautiful process.
Oh, and no doubt this is something that helps them economically, like with
definitely. It involves a high bidder, and then it goes into this whole other process. And yeah,
wow.
So it's pretty amazing. I mean, you can look it up on Google and YouTube and have a look at the large temples in India and how they sacrifice their hair and what steps are on, what procedures are on. Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking of what's the character in Les Miserables? She dies early on in the piece. What is it? She sells her hair to get money.
I haven't seen that one. Is that a movie?
It's a movie. It's a book by Victor Hugo, too. Okay. Fairly, bit of a classic type thing. And it's about the French Revolution and how bad things were. And this woman had this beautiful hair, which she was well renowned for, wow. And she sold her hair to get money for her daughter, who,
It's tough times over there. So that's basically
that's
where
what
I
was thinking of.
From.
Do they do that? Do they do that in India to save money, to get money for their daughters? Or I don't know.
I'm not really sure to get money for their daughters, but to help the families out in that, yeah, they do.
They do.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, so you get that. Is it easy to, does hair look different from different people when you try and put it together? Does it
It depends
you need
how
to match
you style
things,
the hair as well, but we definitely do colour matching. Yeah. We have an expert that colour matches the hair. So what girls normally do is if they don't know what their hair colour is and it's different, we have to get pictures in natural light of their hair. They send it through to us, we colour match, and then we send it out, and it's always a perfect fit.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And what if you then decide to change the colour of your hair?
You're going to have to buy some new hair extensions.
Oh, okay. Right.
You can dye the hair. Unfortunately, I wouldn't recommend bleaching them, though, because, it's just going to be dull and it's going to be dead. It's not the same as our own hair.
Yeah.
So the treatments involved is completely different.
And I was just thinking, too, movies and things. So if I had a beard or something but it needed to be longer for a particular part, could I get hair extensions for that?
We could possibly put a two-clip on your beard and then start plaiting it. But you don't have a beard. You're fine now.
No, I know, but I just thought, if I went for a good part or something, maybe.
But you can definitely check out our hair on jenicahair.com.au.
Can I? Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll have a look. And you can check on different colours and so forth.
Yeah, definitely. So we have 23 stunning natural colours, including our popular ombre, chestnut, Malibu and California.
Those
are the names of them. Ombre is two-toned hair.
Oh,
If you have black hair and you want a bit of light brown on the bottom, you can get a set of our ombre.
Yeah.
And we have different colours as well. So it's a bit of a variety with four different lengths involved with the 23 colours. And then we also have 9 colours available on our ponytail wraps. So we source ponytail human hair as well.
Oh, so you just stick a ponytail on.
You put a ponytail and you just kind of clip it in the same, and then you wrap a strand of human hair around, so it just looks a bit more natural as well. And we're all about the natural look.
Yes,
it's quick and easy and anyone can do it. Our clips are definitely made for comfort and a lightweight feel to your head. You don't need to tease or hairspray your hair for the clips to stay securely in, which is the best thing.
Or super glue or anything.
No super glue.
No.
We won't use super glue.
What does it feel like? Does it feel heavier?
No, it's really lightweight. So I really don't feel like I'm wearing them, which is what you need. I mean, you don't want to feel like you're wearing a ton of bricks in your hair and it's weighing you down the whole day, because then you're just going to get constant headaches.
But that's more of synthetic hair.
Synthetic hair is a lot more heavy.
Yeah.
And you obviously, it's a one-wear type hair, I guess you can say.
One-wear hair.
One-wear hair. Plastic strands in your hair.
And does it blow nicely in the wind and stuff? Like if you had a wind machine?
It does. No, it does. We had a photo shoot.
Turn the air conditioning up and see if it blows.
It does. It's very natural. So it's just exactly like your hair.
Because there used to be a men's ad. Actually, I'm thinking of men's ads. I'm thinking of the men's ad years ago for, what was it called? I can't remember now, but it was a certain kind of toupee, I suppose.
Oh, toupee.
And there was this man that used to dive from the diving platform to show you that, even if you did really active stuff, it didn't come off.
Oh, what do they use?
I don't know. I don't know, double-sided tape?
Yeah, I'm thinking either. I think that was super glue, actually, if it might didn't fall off.
That was the, maybe they braided it in as well or something, or I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
See, you don't know these things, do you?
People no,
just go,
you don't.
Oh, I'm getting some hair extensions today, and you think, oh, well, that'd be nice.
And I don't think a lot of men know about their hair extension industry, unless you have a partner that constantly wears hair extensions.
Then
you'd
know.
I mean, my partner knows everything about hair extensions now. You could come in. He should have just done the interview. He knows everything about it.
Yeah, we should have got him in as well.
Yeah.
Maybe next week. I don't know.
Should have tested him on it.
That's right. All right, Jen, Jenica from Jenica Hair. If you're thinking about, what are the sort of people that get hair extensions?
The everyday girl gets hair extensions.
So anyone.
I mean, anyone can get them.
Occasions, though, like if you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it for your wedding, for formal, for any special occasion. Mm. Basically, yeah, just any occasion. I mean, you could wear it down to the beach as well. I mean, I've worn mine to the beach and it didn't wreck the hair or anything.
Yeah.
And you could still wet the hair as well.
Right.
So I went down to the beach, put my hair in a bit of a bun, and then it was wet and it was fine.
So you can do a bit of surfing.
Bit of surfing, that's fine, yeah. Bit of surfing with the hair extensions.
You're on the Bells Beach Pro and you're still okay with the hair extensions flying in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds great. Anyway, thanks, Jen from Jenica Hair for coming in. Really appreciate it.
That's okay. And, so everyone, just make sure you check out jenicahair.com.au. we have an offer valid as well, an offer valid till the 12th of February. Go to our Facebook page to check it out.
Just for our listeners.
Just for our listeners. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds good. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Jenica.